Hello, we have cards for March 5th and 6th, and they are Death Reversed, the Four of Swords Reversed, and the Seven of Swords Reversed. Bad vibes. So much for the lucky Jupiter-Sun conjunction today, unless Vlad has an astrologer and harnessed that expansive Jupiter energy to expand his own empire. I may as well be watching the news as look at these cards. All three are in the reverse today, and we're seeing the dark side of all of them. The Four of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, shows the effigy of a knight laid out on a stone coffin. In the upright, this is a card of rest and peace. There is always the question as to whether the knight is simply resting between battles, retreat is also a key word for this card, or dead. In the reverse, this sleep card means someone is not sleeping. Don't know how one could after causing such anguish, or has no bed or nowhere to sleep. The Seven of Swords is a sneaky card on a good day, but in the reverse, this card of the thief is behind the scenes action we'll probably never see. On the card, the thief makes away with five stolen swords, leaving two behind, assuming no one will notice the missing swords. And the card usually shows him looking over his shoulder as he breaks away from a group of tents and sneaks off in broad daylight. This is the card of covert government operations, so we can only imagine, or not, what's really going on. In the reverse, this is predatory criminal energy, sabotage, spying, stalking, kidnapping. On the Morgan Greer card, the suspicious-looking character wears a fur-trimmed green hat, pulled down low over his face. When this card shows up, we've often been had or cheated somehow by someone we know and completely caught off guard. There is a reading of the Seven of Swords in reverse that says someone may return something that they stole from you or come clean about something. This is a military card, and this is said to be a Turkish soldier in olden times, but of course Vlad believes his property was stolen. Death is rarely about physical death in the tarot, but more about profound and major change and rebirth. Although I can't read it very well, I googled a glimpse of Vlad's birth chart. It does look interesting, and I want to read more about it later. The Secret Language of Birthdays by Gary Goldschneider and Joost Effers refers to Vlad's birthday, October 7th, as the Day of Defiance. Vlad's strengths are committed, idealistic, and charming. His weaknesses, troubled, unrealistic, and isolated. Today I'd sprinkle a little paranoia into that mix. I quote from The Secret Language of Birthdays, October 7th people must be particularly careful of feeling threatened and lashing out in a preventative strike, a kind of get them before they get me attitude. Another conflict in the October 7th character is between moral and immoral behavior. Advice for October 7th people? Keep your rebelliousness under control. Fascinating.